Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dale and Keith, middays on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I am told that the NFLPA informed the Board of Representatives in a call this afternoon that the NFL has proposed escrowing 35% of players' salaries throughout the 2020 season to account for some costs and potential lost revenue because of COVID-19. Now, how is the union responding to that? Don Davis, one of the union executives, said in a call with all players a short time ago, basically, we told them to kick rocks.
Ooh, the ultimate burn.
Oh, no, not kick rocks.
Hey, pound sand, buddy.
That is it.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith with Wiggy, Sports Radio WEEI. So it was the first time, at least that I've heard of, where this idea of escrowing players' salaries has even been brought up publicly. Maybe they've done it privately, and I don't know about it, but publicly it's the first I've heard. And you know what it showed me? It was like, all of a sudden yesterday, 32 owners in the NFL went, wait a minute, we might not have fans this year, huh? That's going to be a lot of money out of our pockets. And all of a sudden, this whole escrowing player salaries deal came up. Interestingly enough, Wiggy, I can make an argument for it. Now, the players won't go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I could make an argument where it might be in their benefit to do so. If you use escrow this year and you escrow this, what you might do is save what could be a catastrophic drop in next season's salary cap based on lost revenues from this season. Because I think the cap's going to go down dramatically in the NFL based on lack of revenue this year. And you may be able to mitigate some of the damage if you allow for escrowing and allow teams to cut their player costs this season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think no matter what they decide to do, the players in the NFL are very different than the players in baseball.
Right.
And the unions are very different. And the NFL might have a few guys publicly kind of stamp their feet, and then ultimately they'll be like, all right, whatever you guys want.
Yeah.
And then they'll do it.
NFL players would agree on that because they're going to be like, shoot, I don't make, you know, Tom Brady, Drew Brees money. Mm-hmm. So I need to get my salary, my $700,000.
And my money wasn't guaranteed anyway,
right,
or whatever. And
if that means
right,
I got to take
careers are shorter.
If that means I got to take a 35% pay cut of my $700,000, I guess what? I'll do it. It's one thing when David Price goes, yeah, I got.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Now, the thing to keep in mind here is the players get the money. The money that's put into escrow.
Right.
They get it. It's a question of when they get it.
Yeah, they want it now.
And what owners are saying is, and they're not saying this publicly, but by this proposal, what they're saying is we're not going to have fans. We're not going to have revenue coming in like mm-hmm. we thought we might. Not that, you know, you have to worry about the National Football League going under. That's not going to happen. But we got to look at what we're going to do here. Or, you know what, we'll kick the crap out of the salary cap for next year.
Well, and then that's going to be one of those things where how ugly does it get? Is it like baseball where neither side believes the other side? Because
right,
it's easy for any of the owners or any of the commissioners to say, hey, no fans, we're losing money. It's like, all right, well, how much money are you losing? Like, if the games are still on TV, the TV deal for the NFL is significantly higher
right,
than any
yep,
of the other
and
sports.
And then the NFL just agree on a new CBA?
Mm.
When then they just, I thought they...
Was it a CBA? I know they agreed to add the playoff team and do the 17-game season next year. They did some of that, but I don't know if
remember during that whole time.
I think it was a new CBA.
Remember that whole time it was, you know, when we heard, was it Marquise Pouncey or one of the Pouncey brothers talking. But then it came to a vote and they, you know, more players voted
yes. Yeah, because they wanted, like, days off. Like, they ended up getting, like, the stupidest stuff.
Right,
and, like,
so
the league's getting what they want.
I thought they agreed to... And I don't know, I thought they was in a preliminary agreement on this new CBA that we knew was coming anyways, wasn't there?
Yeah, you might be right.
So, I mean, if they already agreed on it, I don't know if the owners can now, do the owners have the ability to go in, oh, we're now changing the salary cap that we've already agreed to do?
But I think the salary cap is based off of the revenue from the year. And normally in all these sports, you're like, hey, you know, hey, another good year. And like it goes up slightly, right? And, you know, there are years I know in the NBA and the NHL, they might think it's going to go up more than it ends up actually going up. And then they have to make adjustments. But in the NFL, if you end up playing the year, that's, you know, we'll see. But then if you don't have fans, obviously you're scrapping the preseason games, you're doing all that, then things... They won't have as much money
for next year. So the NFL players voted to approve a proposed new collective bargaining agreement with the NFL owners, ensuring NFL labor peace through 2030, and this was on March 15th of 2020.
All right.
So in Major League Baseball, obviously the players aren't getting their full contracts because they're not playing a full schedule. We understand that. They weren't going to take a reduction on the prorated share, and they didn't, but, you know, they're playing half, they're not even half the games. They're playing 60 games. They get that percentage of their pay. In the NFL, they want to play a full schedule. Remains to be seen whether they can pull that off.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think they're coming to the realization, despite all the stuff they've said, our revenues are going to be way down.
But isn't that going to be based off of because fans are not going to be there? So for the players.
Fans and concessions
right,
and
but
parking.
But the players don't care about the players. They're like, we're still playing 60-minute games.
Right. The problem is they should care because the salary cap for next year is based on the revenues from this year.
I mean,
they're going to pay the price sooner or later.
I guess the question would be, like, for these guys, are if you have a contract, how much are you going to get of that contract?
And
because if the salary cap goes down next year, but you have Patrick Mahomes signed for $25 million, well, then you have to be smarter with your other moves. Like,
right. See,
he's
that's
still
what I mean.
Making his
the
$25
players,
million, right?
The players don't care. The players are still going to get their money. The ones that it will affect will...
Free agents. Sucks for free agents.
Hey, guess what? Jadeveon Clowney sucks for you, bro.
Yes, it does.
You know, that you became a free agent and then the pandemic offseason.
Could be good news in the long run for the Patriots. Maybe they get to retain Cam Newton at a lesser value because the whole league... Even if he has a good year, they say, well, the numbers are down. You know, how much do we want to pay a quarterback? And then the Pats have a better chance of keeping him.
So I would say, the thing I would then say is, okay, based on the 1,900 or 2,000 players that are in the NFL, how many of them are going to be free agents next year? Right?
Yeah.
Because those are the ones that it's really going to hurt. The guy that knows, all right, I'm not going to be a free agent next year. I might not be a free agent until 2 years. I'm not letting you take 35% of my money and put it aside.
Well, and it's like in baseball too, and we've heard from, and they're not salary cap, but they still are going to be dealing with not as much revenue. And, you know, we've talked to different guys like Buster Olney and others where Mookie Betts is probably still going to make a ton of money.
Right.
But it's that the guys in the middle who normally, hey, this might be a $10 million
the
pitcher.
The middle of the class players.
They're in trouble. Those guys that are the middle of the class free agent guys are the ones that are going to be in trouble. And I think that would be the same case in the NFL.
So
now agents like Drew Rosenhaus, and I've seen this from others as well, they're saying not only should they not allow any money to be held in escrow, they should be getting more money. You should pay them more money because they're putting themselves at greater risk to play during this.
I agree with that.
And they're ignoring the fact that there will not, and sorry to break the news to everybody, there won't be fans.
Yeah, but
there won't be that part of the revenue.
But they don't care about the fans. They're the one. They just look at it like we're the ones going out there putting ourselves at risk. We're the ones that are having the issue. You can, as an owner, guess what? You can socially distance and don't have to be around, you know, people in the locker room or this kind of thing. So, and
but isn't that just a good negotiation? Hey, you should take less. Actually, we should take more. All right, fine, it's the same.
Right.
Now
that I think about it, because I don't think there's as many guys that are going to be, you know, there's not as many guys that will be free agents next year than there are guys that already have contracts.
Yeah.
And guys are not going to want to, you know, they're not going to want to put 35% of their money to the side.
But the tricky thing is because it's the NFL, these guys that aren't supposed to be free agents, but they don't have the guaranteed money, maybe they get cut. Maybe there's going to be more kind of roster turnover right there, and then guys have to take – essentially, you are taking a pay cut because it's sort of the – you know, teams don't have as much money to spend. So, yeah, you have a two-year deal, but it's not all fully guaranteed, so we're going to cut you. We'd actually like to have you back, but, you know, if you sign for this – like what the Patriots did for years with Amendola, mm-hmm. what they, you know, they even moved some money around for Rex Burkhead, but there might be a little bit more of that next year.
But you'll still, it's going to be the guys that who go, okay, I'll still be able to get a job somewhere else. I just won't able to make, like, that's why I used Jadeveon Clowney as a perfect example. Here he is, a free agent on the market, right? And you think, okay, he was getting that huge, huge payday. Now, I never been reports out there that Seattle.
Mike, just stay there, right?
Oh, no, not Seattle. Excuse me. There's a, what team that is really, there's a report out there. I forget who was, the Raiders. The Raiders are extremely interested in Jadeveon Clowney, and there might have been some offers the same way we saw with Dak Prescott. And so maybe these are the guys who got hurt or go, who you, hey, you should have took your money at the beginning of free agency, because if you wait, next year, it's probably not going to be there. We know it's not going to be the amount that, because of now, when there potentially being no fans.
We all collectively, Rich and I did, I shouldn't speak for you, Wiggy. We said what bad optics it was that Major League Baseball was fighting in the middle of a pandemic and, you know, X number of million of people unemployed and the the whole fighting over how much money we get was a bad look. It sort of feels like the NFL may be going down that same path here.
Yeah, but I think more people are more sympathetic.
Well, they like football more.
They're sympathetic to the players, right? They know these players don't get guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no – there's besides Patrick Mahomes, there's no Bryce Harper's, there's no Mike Trout contracts where you're like, wait a second, David Price is guaranteed another 100. Right. So,
but also, yeah, there's something about baseball players, too. I think I've rubbed people the wrong way for so many years. Like, yeah, they won't do a pitch clock. They don't want to speed up the game. Like, they don't care. They're very stubborn. Whereas football, I think even from the outside, you're like, these guys are kind of taken advantage of a lot.
Oh, yeah. You know? That's why I think of fans. They're already putting their bodies on the line.
Right.
And now you're telling the guy to put your body on the line and, you know, take 35%, put that to the side. Come on, pay those guys their money.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Let's go to John, who's calling on the cell phone. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, guys, doing good. The reason I'm calling is I actually have a buddy that is friends with a scout on the Islanders, and the escrow situation is the reason the NHL is going back. The players really were not excited to be in a bubble or to play in front of, you know, empty stadiums, but the escrow was held over their heads as, hey, if you don't go back, you don't get it. So that's, you know, that's what's happening in the NHL. So it's a very, very real situation.
And ironically, in the NHL, you know, when the escrow is withheld, the players don't get it all back. And just as a for instance, 2017-18, the NHL withheld 11.5% of the players' salaries in escrow. They only gave 3% of that back.
Hmm. Yeah, that is something. Some don't add up there. Some ain't out of
it's tricky math.
Yeah,
I don't trust it.
Yeah, and I think that's why players are like, nah, man, I ain't trying to do this escrow thing. Just pay me my damn money, right? You figure it out. This franchise is worth $4 billion. You figure it, if you got to take the L, hey, take the L, and if next year some of you free agents ain't going to have that money out there.
Hey. So you don't really give a damn about your other players. You only care about you.
Well, yeah, because the NFL.
I understand not caring about the owners. I got no argument with you there. It's a players' association.
Not in the NFL.
It is a players' association.
Yeah, but
that's
not how it operates in the NFL.
So you don't care about your other players.
No, players only care about the money they can get, right? And if Patrick Mahomes gets a great, like, if I was a tight end in the NFL, I would be rooting for George Kittle.
Break
the bank. Gronkowski tried it. He got shot down.
Right.
George.
If Kittle sets the market.
You set the market to where.
Receiver money.
Right. Set it to where you need to be, because then for me.
It helps everybody else.
When I go, okay, I'll get the money. Mm-hmm. But if I know that, hey, Kittle goes, I might get the money, but fellas, next year, based on this whole pandemic, you might not get that same money. You think George Kittle's going to go, well, I'll take less so there'll be more money for next year?
I think that I don't know how badly it'll hurt the salary cap for next year. I don't know how badly it will hurt the free agents. Not just the scrubbinis here, as you said, Wiggies. Mm-hmm. The guys who, sorry, you're not going to have a job. But you know, there are going to be other free agents out there who are suddenly guys who thought they were going to make $3 million a year next year are going to be making $1 million a year next year because the cap has gone down to such a degree. And the contracts like Patrick Mahomes and others are still there.
Right. Do you think Patrick Mahomes is going, I'll take, and rather than $500 million, you know what, give me $250 million so I know that next year for quarterback, whoever net quarterback exits a free agent, that money will be there. He's not worried about that. Patrick's like, hey, give me my $500 million.
Yeah.
Joe's in New Hampshire. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good. What's happening?
How are you?
Good. Hey, Wiggy, you got this all wrong, brother.
Uh-huh.
Let me run a scenario by you. What would happen if the NFL or the NBA or Major League Baseball or the NHL went bankrupt over this pandemic? Then Patrick Mahomes is out of a job. Now,
you think the NFL has a chance of going bankrupt?
Right. What's the likelihood of
Come
that
on.
Happening?
Come on.
So you mean to tell me so what about the NBA? Oh, not the NBA.
They won't.
No.
They won't.
Baseball. No.
They won't.
Major League
Baseball won't go bankrupt?
No.
I don't think so.
It's hard to picture.
How else do they talk? Do you remember when General Motors went with they were on the verge of going bankrupt?
Yeah, like yesterday
the
I did.
The reason they wanted to go bankrupt was because they wanted to rewrite that contract with the union.
I declare bankruptcy!
So listen to me, brother. I'm telling you, you guys are crazy.
I know.
Don't rule out the fact of Major League Baseball going filing for bankruptcy.
All right. No, thanks. Well, you started with the NFL. The NFL, I'm much more confident, won't. Baseball, maybe you're onto something.
The NFL, what, like maybe 2 years ago, I think in 1 year, made like $8 or $9-10 billion.
Right. Are the games going to be on TV or no? If the games are on TV, they're not going
bankrupt. Guess what? That TV contract money ain't going nowhere.
Right.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We plod slowly towards a return of sports, although there seem to be some hiccups in some of the sports out there and some concerns from some of the people out there. We'll talk about that and get back to your calls. Dale and Keefe with Wiggy Time to Trend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Dale and Keith is on from 10 to 2.
That's why you get up in the morning.
Give me the ball and get out of the way.
On WEEI.
This plan is only as good as the testing. And if there are flaws or errors in the testing, baseball's not going to happen this year. And I think Major League Baseball recognizes that, and I think the players recognize that. But no matter the enormity of the endeavor, they still have to get it right in order for it to work. And that's what the next couple weeks, theoretically, are for.
That's Jeff Passan talking about the testing issues in Major League Baseball and the concerns that Major League Baseball players are having about this. And, you know, we've heard all the stories, the Nationals and the Astros having to skip workouts and going 72 hours or more without getting test results, testers not showing up. Now, they've got time to figure it out, but you can't put a player on the field until you get the results, right? You can't take the chance that, okay, well, look, he got a test on Friday. We should hear back any day now. Let's just stick him out there, and the next thing you know, you've got it rampaging through your whole roster.
It defeats the whole purpose of even taking the test.
Right.
Right? Like, oh, yeah, you had it. Well, he practiced twice. Like, he was out there the whole time. Like, you had it that whole time. You had it on Friday. You didn't get the results back for a couple of days, and yet you were out there. So, yeah, they really need to figure the testing thing out.
Right. I mean,
it doesn't seem like they have a grasp on it.
Every other sport
Everybody else has
a handle on the testing, right, except for Major League Baseball.
And they don't, Wiggy, do they?
I don't get it. Like, the MLS has it better than they do.
Right. The WNBA.
Right. Well, I don't know. Joe Rogan podcast. Everybody's got it figured out better than Major League Baseball. It's crazy.
So Colin McHugh, pitcher in the Red Sox organization, was on OMF yesterday. And he talked about concerns that Major League Baseball players have.
The Sox have done a really great job so far, in my opinion, of holding up their end of the bargain. And I think myself and a lot of players are concerned over MLB's side of the bargain, making sure that we're having tests returned to us. You know, we're getting tested every other day, but making sure that they're returned to us in a timely manner that we feel comfortable coming to the park every day and not having a guy that may be asymptomatic walking around for 3 to 4 days without knowing it. That's something that could take down this whole thing really quickly. And I think that myself, I was talking to Sean Doolittle and some of the other guys around the league, we have sincere concerns about. And, you know, we understand that it's the first week and, you know, maybe there's some tweaks that need to happen, but in our opinion, they need to happen quickly and we need to get back on top of it.
See, but I don't think this will be a problem, though. I think right now it is, and I know we talked to Brad
Foley. Oh, it definitely is right now.
Right, right. But I think because you look at every other sport that they're out there playing, they're able to get college football's be able to get the testing, mm-hmm. and Rich, you brought up the MLS. So I think eventually baseball will get the right, you know, lab or company, whoever that is, to get the testing where it is that, you know, that accurate turnaround test at least in 24 hours.
And what's crazy is with, you know, they're arguing back and forth about other stuff. You know, they seem to be in agreement on the safety protocols.
The protocols they reached an agreement on.
On early on, but then it seems like they're pretty flawed. And also with everything that's going on, they're actually going to be the first sport, I mean, MLS aside, they're the first sport to come back. Like, they're 2 weeks from Friday is opening night. Yeah. That's the plan. And it's crazy because basketball and hockey seem to have a better grasp of what was going on, better plans, and yet baseball is trying to, you know, cut the line here and start in 2 weeks. And man, I know Buster only said a while ago that he gave it a 5% chance of starting and a 0% chance of finishing. I think both of those numbers are kind of low. I mean, they're very low.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of them starting and finishing doesn't seem... I wouldn't give them the same odds, right?
Right?
Like, say you think it's, you know, 90% chance they start the finish. I don't know how you could be as confident that they get 3 more months of this.
You want a conspiracy?
Yeah, of course I do.
I think that baseball is doing this intentionally so they don't have a season.
Why would they go through all of this?
I think because
why would they go through all of this to not have a season?
Because the owners don't really want to pay the players.
The owners don't really want to pay the players, right? And so they're
going through all this expense and flying guys in from everywhere and testing and all that stuff, adding more money to what they don't want to have to pay
so
out.
So they can tell the fans, hey, we tried.
Well,
we tried.
They know. They go, you know what? Hey,
we
might have to put out a little bit of money out of pocket in the beginning, but guess what? We end up canceling this thing and we save ourselves a lot more money on the back end.
I don't know that I like your conspiracy theory, but it's a theory, and I like it.
How is it that every other sport, even Major League Soccer, has a handle on the testing, but you got, what was it, the Anaheim Angels, where they the people didn't even show up, they had to do them themselves? Come on now.
Not just the Angels, here's the part of this that I do wonder about. NBA teams have begun to show up at the bubble in Orlando. And I saw Adam Silver yesterday was quoted on this, and he said, look, we knew and we know going in we're going to have players who are going to test positive, and they have, as all the sports have. We're going to get that. If we've got players in the bubble after quarantine who then test positive, that's where this thing could get derailed.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's when, okay, something happened. Somebody went over the wall, or one of the service people who's involved in this. We didn't get them screened out properly. Once they're in the bubble, once they've gone through their quarantine, okay, this whole team is safe here. They're all good. And then 3 days later, you got, you know, two members of that team test positive. Then it's like, oh, crap.
Yeah, then, I mean, they know there's still a risk. It's not like, hey, right. Once you get in there and then there's no, you know, positives, you know, just because nobody on the Celtics has it in the first round of the playoffs doesn't guarantee you that they're not going to get it.
Somebody's
going to
get it.
Somebody's
going to get it, whether it's in basketball or hockey. Somebody,
but if they're in the bubble and they've quarantined and they've tested, then how do they get it, Wiggy? That's Adam Silver's point.
Because, like you said, somebody's going to go out, or it's a...
Somebody
who works there goes out. Somebody, you can't go into this whether it's football, basketball, hockey, or baseball with the mindset that guys are not going to get it during the season, whether you're in a bubble or not.
I think the bubble teams do think they won't have guys get it.
Well, then they'd be naive to think.
No, because Silver even doesn't even like the word bubble. He was saying it's actually more of a campus. He's like, this is a bubble sort of.
And in the NHL, it's not a bubble; it's a hub city.
Yeah, and because if you really think it's a bubble, then you are thinking, all right, this is like the old movie Biodome. These guys are in there. They can't get, nobody can touch them, and they can't touch anybody else. But that's not the case.
It's like that
Truman Show.
or Matt Damon, where they shrunk them down a little people and they put them in that bubble.
Yes. It's not like that.
No.
It's not like those movies. This is, you know, they're supposed to stay in a certain area, but if there's any interaction with other people, like we talked about in the NBA, you know, the different workers there, like, okay, you get like a quick fever test or whatever, and you don't have a fever, but doesn't mean you don't have it. Right. Like, we know that by this point.
And then you deliver one of those cheap meals to.
Oh, you like those meals?
Yeah,
you deliver. Good meal plan in the NBA right now.
They quickly last night afterwards said, this is only for the first 48 hours. because of the quarantine, they can't have people delivering meals.
Yeah. It was,
and so it looks like JetBlue catered
within
the
first 48 hours.
Why can't you make the food and just leave it at my door, and then I can get it when?
Because they're trying to quarantine everything.
They got to feed them like astronauts
for 48 hours.
No eating.
The first 48 is just the beginning.
Looks like a real healthy salad.
For the first 48 hours, they're getting a healthy snack box from JetBlue.
Do you think they get the whole can of soda or just half a can? They just poured it into a little
cup. They
get the little juicy cups there.
A nice little iced tea pack.
That's not bad. Oh, you make your own. We're going to give you a bottle of water and then a little mix pack.
Kind of like Fire Festival.
Yeah, it's a little similar to the Fire Festival. Slice of cheese.
But for them to think, and whether it's Adam Silver, whether it's, you know, Bettman in the NHL, or it's Major League Baseball, or it's, you know, Goodell, people are going to get it during the season. Whether you're, I won't say bubble.
Major League Baseball and the NFL absolutely are, because they're going home at night.
Right, but you don't know what guys are going to do. And I've said that's...
There's so many of them.
It's just human nature.
If you just told me they had to resume the finals and there's two teams that are playing for the finals,
I
would trust those guys to just be either on the court or in their room, because they've gotten to it. Right. They know that it's 2 weeks.
Right.
But you're talking about 3 months for some of these guys?
The clock starts ticking the moment they are called.
It's like, bro.
I think it could be tough.
Bro, we're down 3-0 to the Bucks.
Yeah.
You want to go see a movie?
Yeah.
Sure, let's go.
Yeah, I know.
If you did that, you really are an idiot.
But Dale, you make it sound
Wiggy,
people
you're
are
an,
not
you're
idiots.
An, you're,
right, right.
You're,
yeah, you can call them whatever you want, Dale, but they exist.
You've got all that money at stake. You've got your professional career at stake, but you just got to go see a movie?
But how do you have all that money at stake? You're down 3-0 in a series.
Yeah.
You know you're getting your money next year. So
if there's, let's say, 15 players per team, 22 teams, so 330 players, you think they're all going to just do what they're supposed to do?
Right.
I have a hard time with
especially
that.
Especially when you're down 3-0 in a series.
Right.
It's the first round of this playoffs here. I had to fly in.
Or you're one of those teams.
So you couldn't wait a day or two to go to the movies?
Dale, that is you. I don't know how old you are, Dale, but maybe let's call you a middle-aged gentleman.
A bit more mature.
Right, a bit more mature, where you got some 22-year-old who's looking at it like, yo, I'm down 0-3, and his couple of his buddies go, hey, man, let's go.
You see DeSean Jackson's Instagram? There are idiots in all these leagues.
Right.
And there are guys that, and he's actually a guy who's like in his 30s.
Right.
So you take somebody who's in his early 20s and you're like, yeah, I'll be fine. I get tested every day, so I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. You know what? I'll go out. You know what? We're probably only going to be here another day or two, so what's the difference?
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm only going to be here for another day or two. I can wait to go see a movie.
No, but that, they're going to say, why wait? Yeah, they're going to say, why wait? We're going to lose anyways. Giannis is going to drop 50 on us tomorrow, so I don't care. And guess what? I sit at the end of the bench and I hold it down anyways. I don't play.
Which means you don't probably have a real good chance of coming back next year.
But you done already, you know, you done already coughed on LeBron or whoever, whoever your teammate it is.
617-779-7937. I buried the lead here because my understanding is at 12:30 next hour, Pandering Man may make a reappearance on the program. I'm looking forward to that.
I thought I saw like the Pandering Man single in the sky.
Signals up there. They went to the top of the WEEI stations and shined it up on the moon.
A giant P above the building.
There he is. He could be flying in.
A flashlight and a piece of paper.
That's coming up at 12:30. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy. Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What the bleep is wrong with you people?
Now back to Dale and Keith.
There he is!
Middays 10 to 2
on WEEI.
So if you follow Cam Newton on Instagram, and I do, first of all, he likes the black and white. All of his stuff on Instagram is in black and white.
Yeah, good filter.
Doesn't want color in there. Nope. Wants black and white. Gives it kind of that artistic feel, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a nice shot. A little Ansel Adams.
Also so slimming.
You think black and white is slimming shot?
I don't think that's an issue for Cam.
Do you go with that
say.
At all?
I do. I dabble in the black and white.
Black and white.
I'm at your neck.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
So his most recent Instagram posts, a subtle shout out to the folks at Starbucks, I guess, because he's got his Starbucks coffee sitting on the table.
Yeah, he's
got
to be angling for something there. He doesn't already have a deal.
He's got two phones on the table. One is the Chump line, the other one that he gives people like Shime and me and Rich. And
Chump
line. Never answers the Chump line. The other phone is the number that he gives guys like Wiggy, you know, players, and he'll answer that one. Mm-hmm. And he appears to be studying a Patriots playbook. First thing that jumped out at me is they don't do the iPad thing here. I mean, he's got like a 3-ring binder with turning pages over and stuff.
Yeah, you'd think they'd maybe get
nice
with
hard
the program.
Copy. Yeah, nice hard copy. Well, Bill probably thinks he could hack into it or something.
Well, you've also seen him throw said iPad.
Yeah, he doesn't like that's the Microsoft Surface
good
Pro.
Point.
He doesn't care for that. That tablet, yeah, see you later with that.
So he has begun the process of assimilating himself into the Patriots offense. His caption for this black and white artistic shot is, "This bleep calculus, 2 exclamation points.
Okay.
And Julian.
And they tagged Edelman.
And now did Julian respond? Yeah, I think Julian responded. Because he's using the same font now when he talks to Cam Newton on this stuff. And Rich, I think he stole this from you. He wrote, "Say less!" Exclamation points with a crying face emoji. And Boogie.
Oh, so I think that was all Cam. I think he tagged Edelman in the post to sort of let him know that he's...
I couldn't tell if Edelman said it or... Because Edelman has been using the same font when he's been responding.
Well, why not? And that's Cam's official font. You know, that's how he goes.
It.
And I think Cam's, you can tell he's smart and he's social media savvy because there'd be other players that would accidentally post like a picture of the playbook,
uh-huh.
which would
and
make Belichick
like,
lose
yeah.
his mind. Like, there'd right. be like two plays on there you'd see or something like that. But he's letting you know... He's putting in the work right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the playbook in front of him. He's being caffeinated. He might be pulling an all-nighter for all we know. He's got his phone. He's excited.
we brought this up yesterday with Tommy Curran, and Wiggy, I'm curious to get your take, although I think I know how you're going to respond. If they go with zero preseason games, as most of us expect is going to happen, will that set Cam's assimilation into the offense back? Won't get, you know, live time reps, doesn't have those workouts with the opposing teams, doesn't have preseason games. It's basically practices, and there's not as many of those, and then boom, you got to play opening day.
Yeah, I mean, it'll set everybody back, right? Everybody who's
going... Well, he's got to learn a new offense.
Right, everybody who's going to a new system, right? It's going to set them back a little bit because, you know, just they don't have as much time. So I think the same way Brady is going to have a little bit of a setback. Any new free agent that is you know, come to an organization is getting a setback, regardless if they got here earlier in the, earlier in the year or now. I mean, it's just going to happen. But it's going to be... In training camp, what will then happen is what you'll do as an offensive coordinator, you'll just maybe slowly install some of the stuff that you would normally put in at a faster pace. You know what I mean?
Does this make it harder for him to be the week one starter under the conditions that he's got to deal with here?
I would say it puts him behind the eight ball a little bit. But it comes down to how much he studies it, how much he really puts the work in. And if he's putting the work in and he studies it, then he can, because it's football is not that difficult. Like, you know, you go, oh, okay.
Well, at that position, there's a lot of stuff, though, right?
But it's the same stuff.
But like
stuff that the offensive lineman and every other offensive player got to learn.
So Tom Brady signed a lot earlier than Cam Newton, clearly, and he's had a chance to go down there and work out with some of his guys.
Double sessions.
But that's not, you know, with the coach. That's not a real training camp practice or anything like that. And so how much more of an advantage is that, really? Like, he is new to a system.
Right.
And so, yeah, he knows those guys, I guess, but we saw Cam Newton with Mohamed Sanu. He's clearly he's clearly talking at some degree with Julian Edelman.
You don't think he's talking to Josh McDaniels?
But there's no doubt that Tom Brady's going to be ready for week one.
Right.
And so to me, there's no doubt that Cam Newton's going to be ready
for week
one.
You don't think he's talking to Josh McDaniels?
Oh, sure he is.
But I also think, to your point, Rich, Brady's got an advantage. You know, he signed a long time ago. Cam Newton signed June 26th or whatever it was.
So I guess my point would be, in those 3 months, what is that? You know, because like we're talking about, Jarrett Stidham was here for a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, well, it's still a new season. And there hasn't been, Tom Brady hasn't been on the field with Byron Leftwich or Bruce Arians yet. Right? He hasn't had like a real practice.
All it means is you've had more time to read the book. So you're a little bit further ahead of me when it comes to the book than I am.
It's not like they had a training camp and preseason games. And then they're like, you know what? Let's sign Cam Newton. And Jarrett Stidham had all of that. He was practicing the whole time with the team. They haven't had any real practices yet.
No.
So I feel like Cam Newton is going to be able to
pick it
right up.
And here's what Josh is saying. Hey, Cam, here's the most important stuff you need to learn in this playbook.
Yes, yeah.
Learn this part of it. And then Josh, what he'll do is he'll tweak how he installs, right?
Right.
So maybe he would have installed more if Cam was here earlier, because Cam would have learned more of that playbook. But it's all about what he's putting in. So the stuff that Josh is putting in is going to be stuff that Cam knows.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. A pandering man may make an appearance at the bottom of the next hour. When we come back, the possibility that the Kansas City Chiefs may or may not be putting together a dynasty. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.